Welcome on into the 9 o'clock hour. Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. We're going to let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say to the media about a lot of important Falcons topics coming up in just a minute. But before we get to that, Oren, I was just sent some information.
Go on.
And this information has me a bit perplexed. And let's see if we can get to the bottom of this here. So,
let's decipher.
Good work. That's exactly what we're going to do. I was given a list, and you know how I feel about lists. In my opinion, list season has come and gone because now that we got football games again, there's no need for lists. We can watch and determine what's going to happen. But before we kick it off tomorrow, a couple of more lists were sent my way.
More lists.
More lists. This one from our good friends at sportsbetting.ag, who sends me emails all the time with different odds and stats and updated information. Love them. They're a really good resource for me here on 92.9 The Game. First quarterback benched in 2025. There's a list.
With are there odds? Are there odds attached to this list?
Odds attached to these lists.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Can you name the first quarterback benched on this list from our friends at sportsbettingonline.ag? I think, without spoiling it, pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's Russell Wilson, right?
No.
Oh, gosh, it's not Russell Wilson.
No, Russell Wilson is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, wow.
5 down on this list.
Not Russell Wilson?
No.
That threw me off then. I was
more
expecting
it to be Russ. More obvious. Think local. Think close to home. Not us.
Oh, just
but think close to home. A very obvious.
Spencer Rattler.
Yes, there you go. He is number one at 5-2. Number two, Joe Flacco.
Really?
Yeah, 3-1.
They say, I guess they're just saying that Anthony Richardson finally just takes the reins of whatever it is there.
No,
Anthony Richardson, Shador or
Dylan
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ironic that you should say that, though.
Number three is Daniel Jones. Danny Dimes.
He is 5-1. J.J. McCarthy, interestingly enough, is 7-1. Who is their backup?
That's a very good question.
I don't even know. Case Keenum still floating around somewhere. Russell Wilson, as you mentioned, is 15.
Carson Wentz. That's why they traded for Carson.
That's right. I forgot about that. Carson Wentz. Wow, that is a hell of a QB room there. Russell Wilson up next at 15-2. Justin Fields at 8-1.
Who's backing him up there in New York?
It's Jackson Dart. They named him QB2.
No, for Justin Fields.
Oh, Justin Fields is Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, Tyrod. That one dude that you look up at the end of
nine
the season.
Nine lives, man.
He ends up starting 2 or 3 games
Nine lives. Sometimes more than that. 9 lives. And then Michael Penix Jr. at 9-1. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th on the list of 32 quarterbacks.
On that list, who is the most likely to be benched for poor play versus benched because of an injury?
I would say based off of this list and their history, Daniel Jones due to injury, he's always hurt.
Okay.
And I think you have to go Spencer Rattler by default, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's number one for a reason. But the main takeaway from this is Penix Jr. being the first, like, real quarterback on this list with expectations. How does that sit with everybody out there? How do you feel about that? 404-726-0929. Again, Spencer Rattler, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. What do all of those players have in common, maybe outside of J.J. McCarthy? Zero expectations.
Yeah.
None.
Anything you get from them is a bonus.
And then, like a sore thumb, Michael Penix Jr. sitting there at number 7.
One of those things is not like the other.
You know who's behind him?
Tua. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's got to be because of
another team.
Too.
But the what are the Dolphins going to? The Dolphins play the Falcons, by the way. What are the Dolphins supposed to be this year? Are they a playoff team?
I don't know. When you come into the season already limping and beat up, and you got a coach,
you got all this drama,
and you got your highest paid player is not a captain for you. Was a captain last year, and that's been a point of discussion, and like Tua is one bad hit away from that being completely it for him in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty bluntly said there, and it's 100% true. But that doesn't sit right with me. Is that and I guess the question is, it's one of two things, right? Is it you think Kirk Cousins is that good? Like if Penix struggles right away, they'll have a quick trigger because Terry Fontenot and Raheem are probably, if not the hottest seats in the NFL, close. Or do you just not think Michael Penix is going to be very good? Neither of those things are good. I mean, neither of those things is what you want to see.
They don't have odds for what game it's going to happen in, correct?
No, it's just first QB benched.
First QB benched.
So you would assume that would be, you usually give them what, at least 4 or 5?
Well, bad news for the Falcons is their bye is after what, week 4?
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. That just seems disrespectful to me.
It does. It just
No love for Penix? None? You're just assuming he's going to fail right out the chute?
He didn't look like he was lost in the limited time he got last year.
No, quite the opposite. He looked like he was ready to go.
I understand we didn't see him this preseason, but you're basing this off of, I guess, the factors that it's being based off of. Number one is who's behind him right now, Kirk Cousins. Number two, you think that he did not look all that solid last year, coupled with number three, there was no in-game preseason live action work that he got where you can say, oh, he's made these strides or he's made this improvement. So a lot of what he is still unknown. So for a guy a lot of what he is may be still unknown. So for a guy who isn't as known.
But number seven?
On that list, why is he on the list like that?
Only ahead of Rattler, Flacco, Jones, McCarthy.
I know. Wilson, you know what all those guys are, Fields. With the exception of McCarthy. You know exactly what those guys are. You know what you're getting. You know their ceilings and their floors. I have no idea what Michael Pittman's ceiling is. I have no idea what his floor is. None.
I don't think his floor is Justin Fields. I hope not.
But you've actually seen that there's evidence, there's film on all those other quarterbacks where you've seen the good and the bad. And you've seen really good and then you've seen some really, really bad. In order to be that list, there has to be a lot of really bad out there for you to be a quarterback on the list to get bitched first.
I mean, you're only 4 spots ahead of Daniel Jones.
There's nothing that Michael Penix has done.
Come on, man.
There's nothing that Michael Penix has done in his career that's bad that compares to the bad in Russell Wilson's career. There's nothing that Michael Penix has done in his career that's bad that compares to the bad of Daniel Jones's career.
No.
There's nothing in Michael Penix's career that's been bad that compares to the bad of Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Like, we saw Spencer play last year.
And he was awful.
He was horrible. We saw him play this preseason. He was horrible. We didn't see Michael Penix play this preseason. So how do you know if he's bad? How do you know? Like, you have no idea. You have no idea what the potential. You have no idea. None.
I keep saying it, Oren, and I know John Fricke, keeper of the Kool-Aid, leader of the bandwagon. But he's right. The national media just continuously craps all over Atlanta. It's really true.
It's like they're waiting.
Yeah, it's just a crusade. I mean, it really, the longer I live here, the more I see it and the more I witness it. It's a crusade. It feels like it.
People are getting an early jump on the I told you so.
Yeah, and on the 7.5 from Vegas.
I told you so. I told you they weren't going to be good this year. I told you Penix was going to fail. I told you this whole experiment of them having two quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks at the same time, was not going to work. Let it play out first, man. Let it play out first.
Seven. The only, again, that if you're just joining in, I just got a list sent to me. The last vestiges of list season from our buddies at sportsbetting.ag. They send me lists and other hosts around the country lists all the time. And this list is for the first quarterback bench of the season and the odds. They go in the following order. Spencer Rattler, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Michael Penix Jr. I mean, come on! Really? 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 You think he has the seventh best odds out of every quarterback in the NFL to get benched? Benched. Meaning that Arthur Blank, Terry Fontenot, and Raheem Morris will have to collectively and singularly swallow their pride and hand the reins back over to Kirk Cousins.
Let me ask you this. What if this list is not based on the performance of the quarterback, but based on what they think the coaching staff is going to be able to get out of him? Now, well, if that was the case.
Here's the caveat. It says here on the reporting. Keep in mind, a benching is non-injury related and the player benched must not start the following game. So, like, a full benching. Like, this is, you stink, sit your butt behind.
We saw last year that Raheem did not want to pull that trigger on Cousins until...
He had to.
He had to, and it was too late.
Yeah.
So maybe, could it be the betting odds right now are based on not Penix's skill level, but what they believe to be a coaching staff that won't be able to maximize the full talent.
I mean, do they
Michael
think
Penix.
The McGarry injury is going to blow up the entire offensive game plan? Like, or, Oren, is this what they've thought all along? Is this just, are we just inside of it? And from the outside, this is just how they feel.
It's been manifested before.
This is
pre-manifestation.
This is
just
how they feel. Wow. Unbelievable. All right, we'll hear Raheem Morris coming up a little bit later in the show. I saw this and I was like, I need to pivot. Pivot. Because this is just ridiculous, y'all. Number seven, out of every quarterback in the NFL, the only ones in front of them are Spencer Rattler, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields? Come on. Give me a break. Oh, man. And I was having such a good night, too. And that just ruined it. All right. Well, we'll see if some more Falcons talk can help get us settled here. Will McFadden's going to stop by, senior writer and editor, AtlantaFalcons.com. What does he feel about week one? Maybe he could cheer me up. We'll find out next.